$6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Come join the city of Prattville for their 17th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the city pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There'll be a concert by Creativity, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Today is Take Your Dog to Work Day. Quiet boy, a day set aside to shush. As I was saying, down boy, don't bite the microphone. Put down the mic. Bad dog, bad dog.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Time at the tone, 8.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November. Republicans are split among themselves on the issue.
A planned vote on what's described as a consensus immigration bill drafted by House Republican leaders was put on hold first so rank-and-file Republicans could get questions answered. After that session, the decision was made by GOP leaders to hold off on a vote until next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. More protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black teenager, Antoine Rose. He was killed running from a traffic stop Tuesday. The car he was in matched the description of one used in a drive-by shooting, and police say there were two guns on the floor of that car, but none on Rose when he was shot by an officer three times. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Some days you're just in a country state of mind. Jay Scott, which country song best describes Greg Budell?
He's an old and don't know what to do.
And Greg, which country song best describes Jay Scott?
He's a high-tech redneck.
Emily Hayes, your defining country song.
Crazy.
Aw, jeez.
I'm crazy.
How about you, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me.
And Rich Thomas, which country song sums you up?
Well, I love the rain. I love the rain.
Well, there you have it, folks. Stand by for three men and a lady. What's that, Bailey? You want to say something else? Go ahead. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Welcome to the final hour of Three Men and a Lady on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm Greg Moodle.
All hail Jay.
All hail Jay.
Why is that?
We like it. We respect it. And of course,
in
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Some of you had a couple of showers this morning. There's this little area of showers that fell apart right over us. Otherwise, it'll re-gear up this afternoon as far as more showers and storms, which will break out in the afternoon heating, and they will become quite numerous, and we think that some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, by later on this afternoon, as a cluster of storms descends on central Alabama. And when we talk about severe weather, we're talking about the threat of some damaging wind gust over 60 miles per hour in spots. Not everybody's going to see that, but I think there could be some warnings. Today's high 91, tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, a routine summer day. More of the hit or miss afternoon variety. About 30% coverage, which is typical for a summer day, with a high around 93. And then closer to the mid-90s on Sunday, with rain chances under 20%. And triple-digit heat indices, and then scattered showers return as we get into Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low to mid-90s. Right now, this morning, I noticed that Maxwell and Prattville are partly cloudy out at the airports, and Danley Field has a 600-foot overcast. Temperature 75 now, dew point 74 at 8:07.
We have electrifying food news coming up after traffic.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Use caution on Atlanta Highway between Bell Road and the Eastern Boulevard. We're getting word that the road is closed over there. Still awaiting words from the authorities on why and exactly which lanes might be closed. Right now, seeing a little bit of backed up traffic right around the River Bridge, so watch out over there on 65 southbound. 85 is the speed limit ride. The 31s look pretty good, and the boulevard is in pretty good shape. Warm weather is here. Your dog wants to be outside a lot more. Invisible Fence has the solution. Lots of plans. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Electric presents Three Men and a Lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This is big. This is huge.
No, it's huge.
Huge.
How big is it?
It can also make you huge.
How huge is it?
Well, every year we find out what the hot thing is. Usually it's the Texas State Fair that comes up with the first thing that it becomes the hot.
Gimmick.
Right. Yeah. Gimmicky deep fried item.
Right.
And deep fried Oreos were that item a couple of years ago. Well, guess what? Nabisco has announced that Oreo State Fair cookies will be coming to Walmarts.
Oh, okay.
They come in two versions, with a vanilla covering or a chocolate covering. You heat them up in the microwave, so it's not known whether they'll be as good as the actual thing that's fried and all. I mean,
it won't be.
I don't see how it could be.
It's never as good as you get it from.
Maybe they come with a shot of insulin, too.
That,
Lord.
Do you remember the near our booth at the fair?
Yeah.
They had the cookie thing with, you know what I'm talking about? The vendor that had the cookies like that?
There was a vendor just in front of our booth.
Right.
And they fried pretty much anything
you
could think of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Fried peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Right, right. That's the place.
They fried pickles. They fried Twinkies and Oreos. They fried butter. They
The Texas State Fair started that. The fried butter. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, really? A stick of butter deep fried?
Heart attack.
They fried cookie dough.
Cookie dough. They've done some really interesting things.
And it's all delicious.
But if you want to try the State Fair deep fried Oreo, see, I only go to Walmart when I need new sweatpants. I just can't do it. First of all, their food prices, in my opinion, they're certainly not lower than Food Outlet. They're not.
And if Food Outlet sold sweatpants, you'd be there.
I would. That would be great. Cost plus 10% sweatpants. I'd wear a different pair every day.
Do you love the people of Walmart?
Yeah.
You've seen those, right?
Whoa.
We actually have the song.
oh, gosh.
Hang on. I don't know if I've got it filed under people.
of Walmart. Let's see, people will die. Walmart. We have tons of Walmart parodies and stuff here in the system, but let me just check if we have the people of Walmart song.
The attire that people wear in Walmart.
Walmartian. I think there's a Facebook page that has nothing but pictures of people who have gone to Walmart. And that's why I tell who's, maybe it was you. Somebody was complaining about being overweight and or how they looked. And I said, all you need to do is go to the nearest Walmart, spend about 5 minutes, and you'll feel like Mr. America when you walk out of there.
It's true.
It just will.
Yeah.
Here's William B.
Hey, good morning.
Probably calling to remind us to stop entertaining ourselves.
Well, no, you're entertaining me today, actually, so, you know, that's okay.
We're doing something
But yeah, the Walmartians, man, I'm telling you. I work Walmart stores. I see them every day. And you're right. If you want to, if you're feeling bad about yourself, just go to Walmart.
Instant self-esteem builder.
Yeah.
And it's free.
yeah, really. I mean, you know, it's something else. But anyway, I was going to call about something else. If any of you use credit cards or debit cards or whatever at gas pumps, man, be careful. They hit me. Well, it was a gas company card, but they've got new ways of doing it now that it's not like, you know, you can tell by pulling on the things or whatever, you know. But they hit one of our cards, and my wife got the bill, and it was almost $1,800.
Whoa!
And that wasn't all of it. That was just up to the billing date on it. It was about $2,300 that they hit us for. Only $40 of it was ours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So how does that work? People sit in cars at the pump and read the chip? How does that work, Jay?
They used to have a thing that they would slip over the card reader, and, you know, once people found out about it, it was pretty easy to detect. You could just pull on it. If it was loose, it was fake.
Yeah, I remember that from last year.
But they have they've come up with some other way. My wife looked it up online. It's some kind of chip that they just stick inside the thing, and it's like instantaneous. It's, for example, that $40 that we charged on the card was in Elmore, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That same day, the charges started in Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
And it was like, you know, there was like a $100 per day fueling limit on the card. So they were hitting like 97.16, 98.32, you know, and you know, to keep from being caught. But yeah, it was all together, over $2,300.
Holy cow.
That's ridiculous.
And, I'm sorry you got stuck with that, man. That's bad.
Yeah, it's, well, it's being investigated. I don't think we're going to have to pay for that, but, yeah, it's, they're out there. Be careful.
Yeah.
Man, just walk in the store and pay inside. You know, this is crazy.
William B., we appreciate the heads up on that. Thanks for the story. Sorry you had to
have
go through
weekend.
That.
Have a good weekend.
You know, we got all these conundrum possibilities for our Seafood Bistro gift card giveaway.
What is it?
That's when we give away a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro, but that's not important. And I actually have a story here that may make for a better conundrum.
All right.
If you guys trust me.
Yeah, we
every day.
Just keep feeding us, Dad.
Is that all I got to do, huh? Yeah. To maintain your loyalty.
Oh, man, we're going to have breakfast that day he's out, those days he's out.
I was going to say, this is a catastrophe now.
I will bring breakfast. I will step up to the plate and bring breakfast.
Well, that's good marital practice for you, too, because you'll be expected to do that for your hubby. That's what good wives do, you know.
What's the terrible?
I just don't think with my work schedule that I'm going to be able to make him breakfast every day.
Did we have a good housekeeping thing about what the proper, you know, wife?
Well, there's the one. There's the one about the coffee.
Yeah.
And then what about the one about the clock broken on the stove?
I can't remember. Yeah. I know the one about the coffee. It's like, oh, your coffee? Honey, your coffee's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I can't drink it.
The girls at work make it better.
This is from the 50s, and this is incredibly sexist.
Okay.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. The girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates. Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perk. Good as fresh perk. I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Hey, later that great night. Coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perk?
Better
than those girls make at the office.
No.
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Our marriage is safe.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perk.
I can't believe that. I can't believe
respect.
It.
Look, that was just... All these things mirror the times in which they were produced. All you have to do is be glad we've advanced and things have changed. But I still think you should learn how to make a good cup of coffee.
I managed a coffee house for 18 months in South Carolina. I can make coffee.
And you were an Apple buddy?
I was an Apple buddy.
You are trained for marriage.
I was a mortgage loan processor.
But what we need you to do right now is a nice message on behalf of Seafood Bistro so we can whip these people listening into a frenzy to participate in our whatever we're going to do.
Well, if you're looking for some lunch today... Well, Seafood Bistro. I mean, they open up at 11 o'clock today and every day.
What is it we say, Jay? Do yourself a favor.
Get some lunch with some flavor.
Now it's 1641 Perry Hill Road.
That's right. That's right. Just down the road from us here at this radio station. It's fantastic. Go there for lunch.
1651. I lied. 1651 Perry Hill Road.
You had people going to the wrong address.
My God, what is wrong with me?
I'll take your pay for this one, Paul.
I'd gladly give it up for getting the information wrong.
They'll end up in the gym.
They'll know the difference, I can tell you. They've got, well, speaking of gym, eating healthy, that sort of thing, salads. They've got a lot of them.
And they're huge.
Yep, you can get them fried or grilled. The shrimp BLT, the shrimp salad, the tilapia, the mahi-mahi, the Cajun popcorn, the BLT, or the bistro salad. All there for you. The appetizers are fantastic as well. Bacon cheddar fries, Cajun style, as you like your Cajuns. Fried pickles, they got them. Corn nuggets, they've even got... Oh, the onion rings are fantastic, by the way. Mm-hmm. I've been on an onion ring kick lately, trying different people's onion rings. These are really, really good.
Gumbo, and gumbo.
What do you like?
Gumbo!
Red beans and rice on me.
Gumbo.
So check them out at their new location over on Perry Hill Road, right here.
1651
exactly.
Perry Hill Road.
Go online, theseafoodbistro.com.
Is that in the Perry Hill Place?
It is in the Perry Hill Place.
Thanks.
Yes, exactly.
And the number's the same.
279-7500. Exactly. And don't forget to follow them on Facebook.
All right, now if you'd like to win a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro, here's what I have in mind.
Okay.
These are very popular in the summer, but one out of four people really don't like doing these at all. So what is this thing? What is this activity? Very popular in the summer, but deep down inside, one in four people hate participating in one of these.
Can you show me the answer? Because I am horrible with suspense.
Yeah, you would think that everybody loves these.
What?
That everybody loves them. Bottom one. You think that everybody loves these, but one in four people secretly despise this activity. If you think you know the answer, call us now at 272-9228.
Oh.
Take a guess. If you guess what that's a pretty strong hint.
Yeah.
So you can do these year round, really, except in the north. But they're more popular in the summer, mm-hmm. especially around the kind of holidays we celebrate. But one out of four people hate them. We're looking for a specific word at 272-9228. We may take some calls right after the news if we have some. So don't leave me hanging.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Authorities in Covington County have identified a burned body found near Andalusia Wednesday. Covington County Sheriff Dennis Meek says the body of 49-year-old Bruce Nelson was found in the 7000 block of Brooklyn Road. Meek says this case is being treated as a homicide. A board member of Prattville's Dixie Youth Baseball Program is accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the program. Lindsay Martin is accused of stealing $15,000 to $20,000 from the program. She was released after posting a $10,000 bond. And a new public park opened in downtown Montgomery Thursday, honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks. Lower Dexter Park is located where a department store, the Montgomery Fair, was located. Rosa Parks worked as a seamstress in that store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
God, I'll never forget. I just found something really funny on Rusty, true and funny, Rusty Aldridge's Facebook page. And why can't I share off his page? Why'd I got to go through all these extra steps?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, first world problems, man, at 8:23 on a Friday morning. And here's the conundrum. This time of year, they're more popular than any other time of the year, but one in four people secretly hate this activity. What is it, Brandon? We start with you.
It's got to be vacation.
Oh, really? Secretly hate them?
They're not for everybody. It's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you, Brandon. John.
Yes, sir.
What is this thing that one in four people hate, this activity that's very popular during the summer?
Well, my guess is eating or cutting watermelon.
Okay.
Eating or cutting watermelon. That is sticky and messy. It's not it, but it's a good guess.
I was going to say something, but I don't want to
I know what you're going to say. Have you ever had a vodka melon? You know, where you cut the hole in the watermelon?
As a matter of fact, I forgot that I had, but I had.
Yeah,
I have. Hmm?
A vodka
melon. And I had it at... Never mind.
Oh!
Here's Helen.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi there, Helen.
What's up?
I think it's cooking out.
That is so...
We really need
a
word.
Good guess.
I did say at the beginning we're looking for a specific word.
We have to have that word. And that one's not going
to...
It's not going
to go to a cookout?
No, but think about it and call us back.
And there is a difference. Okay. If you think of the other word, call us right back. 272-9228. Here's Billy Kay.
How about a barbecue?
Oh, no. See, we're dancing around the answer.
We are. I mean,
we need a word.
We need a specific word. Thanks for trying. Let's see if Cliff can figure it out at 272-9228. Cliff?
Yeah, is it picnic?
Let's see if that's the winning word. One out of four people secretly hate picnics.
That's it.
That is the winning word.
And that's where I had the watermelon with the vodka.
Yeah.
Just got our winner.
You see, a cookout or a barbecue.
You can have that in the backyard. Right.
You got to go somewhere to go on a picnic.
Ants love picnics.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't mean uncle's wives. I mean ants.
Did he really say that? Rich will be leaving his show early today.
Oh my God.
To begin his well-deserved weekend.
Dad jokes are us.
All right, so Cliff, you want a $10 gift card, and you'll be able to pick up something if you'd like with it and take it on a one-man picnic. if you want. Hold on. Don't go away.
Eggs.
Why not? Sometimes that's the easy way to
basket.
I used to love, there was a beautiful little park in our neighborhood when Janelle was a little goose.
Right.
And I used to love to go to Subway. There was a Subway near our house, and I used to go and pick up sandwiches and chips and sodas, and we would go to this little park, and we would have a picnic. It doesn't have to be a big production. When I was a kid, oh, my God, we moved half the house out to a forested area south of Chicago.
And right.
It was a lot of work.
I'm thinking of mosquitoes now.
Mosquitoes, and,
You can't do it in this kind of humidity and heat. You just can't do it.
Mm-mm. And the saddest thing was, I was up in Chicago in 2010 for my last high school reunion. It was not far from where this, because that area back then was like almost undeveloped.
Yeah.
And now everything is built up in that area. And I went by the old grove where we used to have all these Memorial Day picnics, Decoration Day picnics, and it was closed. I guess they had to cut back. They paid 10 3/8% taxes in the county this picnic area was in, and that's still not enough to keep the fundamentals open.
We had one in a park where the breeze comes off Lake Erie, and the trees are swaying, and it's on picnic tables, and you know, and there's fried chicken and burgers and
vodka melons.
Vodka melons.
The kids sure are happy today,
honey. Oh, man.
So how does it? So you drill a hole in the melon?
Yeah. You get in there. You drill a hole in the melon, then like you have like a pressure point relieving spot or whatever, and
so
then
who
you,
the hell wants vodka with seeds?
Just flip the bottle in there and give it some hours to.
It sits in there.
Yeah, well, it's gotta like slowly get. It goes bloop, bloop.
God, look at all the fun I miss being an alcoholic. God,
I was just sharing. I wasn't trying to glorify anything.
They've done that with other fruit too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've had bourbon soaked cherries and. Yeah. They soak cherries in Fireball now. And
what about those?
Are you cutting me off again? Do I need to leave the room again? Is that what's happening? No. Are you telling me it's time for
what
me
about
to go?
Those Jello shots.
Take a look at the clock.
Jello shots.
Oh, yeah, we got biscuits outside. We don't have biscuits outside.
Oh, we have biscuits.
We have 15 breaks we need to do between now and 9 o'clock. Okay, so we have 31 minutes.
Yeah, okay. All right, I won't talk anymore.
Well, you'll talk at 8:57.
We're going to have to do best quickets. There you go. 8:29. Hey, our friends at Lewis Lawn invite you to stop by the next time you need anything to maintain the outside of your home, and that includes mowers, blowers, pressure washers, you name it, they have it. All the great brand names. Fantastic people. Chad Sasser is the guy. If you're looking for special incentives, rebates, discounts, he tracks all of that with the various product lines they carry. He can help you with price, financing, all of those things. The staff there can help you make sure that, you know, one of the reasons outdoor equipment sometimes, quote, malfunctions, it's not because the equipment went wrong. The person using it didn't take the time to read the instruction manual. So if you have any doubts about how to use something you're ready to buy, just ask them to demonstrate it for you so you are an expert the first time you use it. And then when it does need the eventual maintenance or repair, just bring it right back to Lewis Lawn because they have a full-service department for everything they carry. They are wonderful folks. Amy and Haley at the counter of the Lewises, love those folks. They've been with us for about 10 years now. Great local business. So please, the next time you have a choice to make regarding outdoor maintenance and products for it, please choose Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, 244-9191, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's looking pretty decent right now. Don't see anything on 65 or 85 that might give you any problems. Looking around the area here, the boulevard looks really good. Maybe a little slow down up on North Boulevard.
around where you turn to go into the Montgomery Zoo. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good. The 31s are all clear. And don't forget that road closure between Bell Road and Eastern Boulevard on Atlanta Highway. Now, we've yet to get any return of a phone call from anybody who knows anything about that. But they say the road should be opening up right around 12:30 this afternoon. You can shop indoors at Reinhardt Toyota and stay out of the weather. The showroom is huge and stocked with Toyotas. Reinhardt Toyota, their family serving yours. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And this is just the beginning of an exciting summer.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Initialize sequence now.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Friday.
Huh?
Do I have to spell it out for you?
TGIF.
What does that mean exactly?
It means, thank goodness it's Friday.
Time to get up.
It's the weekend. Happy Friday.
Yes! Yes! Have a nice weekend.
It's showtime!
And joining us here in Studio A on Three Men and a Lady is our biscuit buddy, Scott Tribble, general manager of the Biscuits. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The big story yesterday was the flying wiener incident with the Philly Fanatic, and I'm sure that that has been...
We'll see a morning maroon.
No.
That was our electrifying
story. Yeah. Because, I mean, how often do you hear of a person getting a black eye from a flying hot dog? You just...
My favorite part of the story was just the news coverage afterwards, and you see a serious news anchor sitting there with a little screen above him with just the Philly Fanatic blowing his tongue out. And it's like, an incident at Philly's Park today.
Yeah. Just,
come on.
Now you guys shoot T-shirts, right?
We'll do T-shirts, we'll do biscuits, it's on the arc. You got to arc up. Okay. Yeah, so it comes down and
shoot
catch it.
Directly at someone.
You never want to...
You can put somebody's eye.
You're not aiming at someone. You just kind of point it up and hope that it lands somewhere, and not on the roof of the stadium where we still have a bunch of hot dogs and T-shirts up there. So, it happens.
I just wonder though, in baseball circles, did that get a lot of circulation? Was there any directives from league executives saying, be careful when you...
No, I think most people... That's one of those common sense things. The Philly Fanatic's not really known for common sense, but it's not something that we were getting memos about from our league office or anything. But
I had to ask. This is still a news talk station, and the tough questions...
Hard-hitting questions. I'm ready for the gotcha questions as soon as you got them.
You got a big-name rapper tonight.
Yeah, we do. Clown Prince of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Flava Flav's going to be in the house. Gonna be doing some autographs, doing some meet and greets. We still have some VIP tickets available if anyone wants to get some one-on-one time with Flav. $40, you get 30 minutes pre-game, all-you-can-eat buffet, great ticket to the game. But we're also gonna be doing a public autograph session from 7 o'clock to 8 during the game down at our club car bar. So again, it should be a fun night. He's gonna throw out some first pitches and do all that.
Friday night fireworks.
Max fireworks, absolutely. Every Friday, every Saturday, Max fireworks.
Okay. This is such a big deal.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun. We're excited to have him in town. He was in our sister city, Richmond, last night. The other team that our ownership owns, and he got. Threw a ball in the dirt, so he got his practice in, so now he'll pick it up and throw a perfect strike tonight. It was a fun night last night. We're looking to have a great night tonight with Flav. And
what was the score? Did the Biscuits win last night? I'm sorry, I don't know that.
No, we lost. We made a valiant effort in the ninth to come and bring it back to a one-run game, but fell just short. So we're 0-1 because the second half officially started last night. We had the All-Star break earlier this week. Okay. So it's a brand-new season. We got a great team going into the second half and look to make a playoff run.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Do it.
You're the general manager of the parent team, the Rays. Do you trade Blake Snell to the Yankees for a handful of great prospects?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not. Blake Snell will be... He's already a Cy Young contender this year, but Blake Snell is the real deal.
No doubt about that. But what if they offered, Andujar, Clint Frazier, and Justin Sheffield, a couple of good pitching prospects?
Sheffield would make it tempting.
Yeah.
But... The Rays are always a team that they want to have that one guy that they can anchor 5 to 6 years around.
Right.
It's been Chris Archer. It's been Chris Archer. A lot of people think he's going to get traded. I'm still not convinced. Just because he has such an impact in that clubhouse and in that community.
Yeah,
with
everything
that he does.
That's the thing. He is really well...
But from a business standpoint, I could see it happening, but Snell is the type of guy. I mean, he's a lefty. He's still really young. And
who
wins
the East, Yankees or the Red Sox?
Yankees.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I think they will. They're going to get a pitcher somewhere. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
The Rays.
How would you like to be Baltimore?
I would not. they're in the position where it's a bad major league club and not so great minor league system. Yeah. So,
in 1988, when the Orioles opened the season 0-21, I did a promotion on my Miami station because I said we've all had – our Baltimore Oriole moments where we just went on a personal long losing streak. So they were coming to Comiskey Park, and I said, I'll bet you anything they end the streak Friday night at Comiskey Park. We gave away tickets to the game, airline tickets to go to the game, hotels, all of it. Put it together very quickly. And sure enough, that was the first win of the season for the Orioles.
Wow. Nice.
It was almost historic. Mm. They had some good players, too. Cal Ripken, Eddie Murray, I think, was still on the team. Mm-hmm. But, man, they just could not dig themselves. They fired Cal Ripken's dad as manager after about seven or eight games. And then the next guy comes in and says, I'm better than him. He loses 15 in a row. So it was just...
Any special promotions over the weekend?
Yeah, can you take us through the Biscuit schedule?
Let's take a walk through Biscuits Land. Yes. So we go right into Saturday night with our family faith night. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of fun faith-based stuff going on. We got a pregame concert starting at 4:30, so get there early. Postgame Max Fireworks. Sunday's Bark in the Park, so we'll see you there, Bailey.
Hey, Bailey.
We've also got a youth jersey giveaway that's going to replicate our powder blue uniforms. And after the game, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the movie The Sandlot. So after the game is over, come on out. We're going to show The Sandlot after the game.
Man, what
on
a
the
great
big
idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
So we'll have popcorn going. It'll be a really fun night. Again, bring the kids, bring the dogs.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Fun. Yeah,
Monday, cool. It's our Golden Biscuits Monday night. Tuesday, we have our Southern Fried Food Fest. So we'll have a station that's just nothing but great Southern fried food, like fried shrimp, fried okra. We got hush puppies in there, some fried chicken, all kinds of really good stuff.
Fried Oreos?
We don't have fried Oreos. Sorry, bud.
They'll be in the stores.
What night is that again, Scott?
That's Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
So we play all the way through Tuesday night. So if you didn't get a chance to come out and see the Biscuits last night, if the rain scared you away, then you got five more opportunities. It's a 6-game homestand for us this week.
Thinking ahead, are you guys here or going on the 4th?
We are here.
Ah!
Oh. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff. So
who's in town?
That's a good question. I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm more focused on the Booms and Bangs.
Yeah, I got you.
So we're going to have dueling fireworks.
Oh.
What?
Dueling. Two different locations in downtown, fighting back and forth.
That's a brilliant idea.
To see who.
Now, this is a good idea to go see the Biscuits on the 4th of July and go see dueling fireworks.
What's more patriotic than that?
I know.
Baseball.
Fireworks.
I know. 4th
dueling
of July.
Fireworks.
America.
But no, get your tickets now. The 4th of July is going to be a sellout. Again, there's a lot of activities going on. I promise you nothing's going to be as cool as watching dueling fireworks from home plate of Riverwalk Stadium.
Yay.
So it is going to be something we've never done before. It's going to be an incredibly big and long show, but you don't want to miss it July 4th. Get your tickets now at biscuitsbaseball.com.
You guys are going to have to coordinate the
we've got the best
sites.
Pyro company in the business. They've got it all figured out, and they're going to handle it.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Maybe some more
idea.
Surprises coming with that, too, that we're not ready to announce just yet.
Stop by and visit us again next week, okay?
Will do.
Scott Tribble from the Biscuits. Get out there and enjoy baseball.
Baseball!
It is America. 8:43.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Radar quiet now, but storms will fire up later, an active storm day. In fact, we think that with a cluster of storms, call it MCV, doesn't matter. It's a cluster of storms. We think some of those storms could be strong, possibly severe, later on this afternoon and into the evening hours. So a few warnings are possible, and you'll get those instantly on our weather app. Today's high 91, tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, a routine summer day with a high around 93. Scattered afternoon and evening storms, about a 30% chance. Some towns get wet, others don't. On Sunday, most towns stay dry. Rain chances under 20% with a high in the mid-90s and triple-digit heat indices. And down on the beaches, highs in the mid to upper 80s, Gulf water temperature 84, rain chances about 20% tomorrow and on Sunday. Right now, we have partly cloudy skies. Temperature is 75 at 8:44.
Okay, before we take our final look at the roads, I need a word about Dr. Jeff Pasley from the Newbrook Family Chiropractic.
I can tell you about him. Can I talk?
Can you talk?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Well, now that we're officially in the Emily segment. So, Millbrook Family Chiropractic. We've been telling you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang for a while over there on Highway 14 in Millbrook. I just want to highlight again that they accept most insurance plans, and you can schedule a no-cost MRI review with Dr. Jeff Pasley. So, I mean, go see him, talk to them, see what his wellness goals would be for you to get you maybe off of pain medication and get you healed up right just by doing things the right way. They're a smaller office, so They're very careful about how they book. They don't overbook. They don't rush you through there. Your appointment time is your appointment time, and they are focused on you during that time. They're not distracted by anything else going on. And what's really neat is if you go to their website, millbrookchiropractor.com, not only can you learn more about Dr. Jeff Pasley and the services at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, like they do have massage therapy as an option, but you can also very simply sign up and make your appointment online. Maybe you're at a job where you can't make phone calls, you can't step away to take a private phone call like that, but you can just scoot on over to millbrookchiropractor.com and slug in your name, email address, and phone number, and then they will get in touch with you and help set you on the goal to feeling better. So check them out, just a few miles off of 65 on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can call them at 285-8483, 285-8483. Again, you can schedule your appointment online, and you can learn more about them at millbrookchiropractor.com.
Our final look at the roads.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking pretty decent around town. Watch out over on Atlanta Highway between Bell Road and East Boulevard. Make sure you're fully aware that there could be some road closures in there. Everything else looks real good. The boulevard is all clear. Don't see anything on 85 going through town. 65 is the speed limit, right? Highway 80 going out toward the airport looks real good. And all the 31s are clear. Todd's Produce grows their own Chilton County peaches and make their own homemade peach ice cream. Doesn't get much better than that, folks. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
The President of the United States.
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade. Putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families. Keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
25 years ago, in 1993, audiences were thrilled with special effects they had never seen before. People running with dinosaurs. Jurassic Park. 4 years later, Jurassic Park, The Lost World. 2001, they couldn't come up with a cool name, so they just called it Jurassic Park 3. 2015, a mega box office blockbuster, Jurassic World. But now, less than 3 years later, studio executives have made the decision to release yet another. Rejected movie titles were Jurassic World, Maybe This Is Too Soon, Jurassic World, Been There, Done That, and Jurassic World, Haven't I Seen This Before? Regardless, Jurassic World, Fallen Franchise, I mean Kingdom, now showing.
And now, in lieu of Morning Maroons, we present News Talk 93.1 FM, Three Men and a Lady, our dysfunctional family of the day.
I'm winded when after I do that.
Oh, crap!
She's got to go get her bucket.
We're not ready for that yet, but...
All right, well, she's got to be prepared for her segment.
Get your bucket, grab your bucket, sit down, and listen to this. We don't have three Morning Maroon nominees, but we do have a dysfunctional family today. And guess what state?
Alabama.
Delaware. Guess what state? Say a second guess.
Florida.
Florida.
Rhode Island.
This 66-year-old lady named Priscilla Ann Etheridge, okay?
Oh, mm-hmm. Priscilla.
Saturday night, she got into an argument with her 46-year-old son because she thought that he stole her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
They got tired of arguing. He left the house on a bike. Priscilla got in her car and did a drive-by shooting at her own son. She missed, firing one shot. She was arrested for aggravated assault with a firearm. And guess what? They found the phone, and it was at her house all along.
Oh,
so she's
geez.
Facing a pretty stiff jail sentence.
I'm sorry, son.
Yeah, but... this is the first time I've ever heard of a family drive-by shooting. Just absolutely crazy. At 8:54.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
It's our grand prize drawing for the week.
Gracious.
And if you call the show, we have your name and we have your number here.
I live for this.
And we start with a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan.
That goes to caller number one.
Wow.
Number
That's amazing.
One. Is that David?
No. Unfortunately, we didn't have even one caller today. No, we had...
Dadgummit, Jay.
That was Greg P.
Greg P.
Greg P. Okay, so How you about? Win a $25 gift card to Tucker Pecan, where they have an array, aisles of temptation, but Turvis tumblers and more. So remember, the next time your family gets in the mood and says...
Let's get nuts!
Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. Now... The works from Don Duncan, All-American Tower and Auto, complete service on your vehicle just in time for summer vacation.
Caller number seven.
Seven is...
We're staying low.
We're in the single digits.
Joel B.
Joel.
Just so you know, your range is all the way to 76.
I'm just pulling them as they come out.
You see, here's the thing. We get all hung up on numbers. Here's a quick
Rusty,
random...
Rusty, get this.
It's 8:55. I need to get this out or we're going to be taking a
minute.
Okay. Quick random fact. That if 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 were the winning lottery numbers in Florida, that...
Nobody'd get anything.
They get nothing because that's the most frequent. And it's just as likely to come in as any other six numbers.
Right.
There's no mathematical rule that says those in sequence can't win it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It wasn't that interesting, I guess. I suck at
this. What's the rest of this?
A Clark's Club membership worth $159 goes to...
Caller number 4!
You're kidding! They were all in the top 7?
Now that
never happens!
No, that is amazing.
That is new. That's...
Caller number 4 is Mike M.
Michael.
Congratulations.
All Monday people.
Newest member of Clark's Club, that is a $159 value. It includes two full annual tune-ups on your system. And once you're in as a Clark's Club member, you are guaranteed priority service.
You know, the sad part is
fiddling with my chips.
Well, the sad part is that you won't be fiddling with your chips for another week.
What do you mean?
No, I mean the segment's over.
Yeah, you won't fiddle with your chips until next Friday.
And I'll be gone. So for me, it's 2 weeks out.
What the crap, Rich? Bless it.
Maybe I'll bring my dogs in while Rich is out.
Oh, that would be fun.
Maybe Briscoe will drop
in. Hey, I could bring Loretta and Irene by. Yeah.
Oh, let's turn it into a cat house. That'd be fun.
Actually, like they would probably walk over the board and turn our mics off. So,
I like cats. One more awesome sponsor to thank for their support of the show and the radio station. That's Montgomery Paint and Body.
Yeah,
a place we all know well.
Oh boy!
And of course, Donnie Turner and son Brandon. They don't want you to have to call 27 wreck with a W because you had a wreck. But when you do have one, you pay those monthly premiums. They hurt a little bit, don't they? You know, even when you have a good record, insurance premiums are pretty steep. So you decide who's going to give you the best result with your car. And Montgomery Paint and Body has clearly established themselves as the best in that business. Over 3 decades of operation, going back to a time when shenanigans took place. Oh, you just overlooked this part of the repair here. That step, well, you can put that in your pocket there, Mr. Turner. And Donnie said, no, I don't, because Donnie is one of the most principled human beings you will ever meet in your life. Their wisdom in the universe of automobiles is unparalleled, but their outcomes are absolutely fantastic. So when you bring your car to MPB, look for a car that's going to look as good as new, maybe better when you get it back. They, again, 27 wreck with a W, and you'll find Montgomery Paint and Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Well, you knew that had to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
This afternoon, I will, among other things, it's all Request Friday on Happy Hour. We'll redeem the Baumhauer's winning word. We'll tell you the 2 cheapest dates to travel this entire summer to buy airline tickets now if you're going to fly somewhere.
And there might be some big boomers out there, too.
I will.
During happy hour.
Now, if you need to call in, if there's warnings, you can interrupt any time. If not, you can trust Digital Ring Gauge Boy First Class to.
I'll do my best.
Do a reasonable job of scaring the crap out of people. All right, News and Views is next. Have a great weekend.
I'm with Miss Donna at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot Summer's here.
Summer's here, and it's here in full force.
Well, tell us some things you're getting ready for.
We're getting ready for Customer Appreciation Day, which will be in July, so keep listening. We are getting ready for the kids to go back to college and get those dorms and apartments.
Haven't you changed your basement some?
The basement, we've revamped it some, and we think you need to come and see it. Because we're proud of it.
So bring those trucks and load them up and get the